But I'm in the car and I'm heading north, and I thought, well, I've got a few minutes, might as well try and have a bit of a catch up with stuff. I really wanted to audio boost something yesterday. I actually wanted to write it down, but then I thought, no, there's no way I can write down what I feel right now. And I've suddenly reminded that I can audio boot what I feel. I definitely think I can speak a lot better than I can write. There's those non-verbal sections of communication that definitely come along and come across in audio way more than through my unskilled writing. And yesterday I was feeding the kid, feeding Minnie mentally, just before bedtime. And Monday's kind of my sole entirely look after day, which really knackers me out. The other half tends to put him to bed most evenings. And I obviously wasn't doing it exactly as he expected. Now, he's just hit 9 months and he's crawling like a fiend, and he's standing when holding on to stuff. He's very good at pulling himself up, and this has all happened in just a few days, but last night was just a weird moment. And unless you've got kids, you might not appreciate or understand the sentiment kind of wrapped within my thoughts around this, because it was just amazing. I'm feeding him, and he doesn't just feed, he has a feeding frenzy. As soon as he sees the bottle, and he still has a bottle before night, only being 9 months old, he just goes crazy. Whinge, give him the bottle. Ah, I'm okay. But the whinge, give me the bottle, kind of stopped after a second. He pushed the bottle away and he looked at me. And he looked at me with a little bit of a frown. And for a kid that's not really using that much communication, yes, he has said dada, he has said mama, it was just a really weird, intense look at me, as if to say, what are you playing at? And I really had to think. I'm like, why is this nine-month-old kid telling me off? What is it I'm doing or not doing that I should be? And I start feeding him, he pushes it away, and he's looking at me. I start feeding him, and he pushes it away, and I'm thinking, this is really weird. Maybe he's teething really badly. And then he just kind of throws himself off my legs. I have to very, very carefully, quickly, suddenly lower him to the ground. And he just scuttles off towards his bed. I'm thinking maybe he's not hungry. And the whole time I don't understand. And then I can tell he's a little bit frustrated because he can't make himself understood. So he goes up to this little table that sits by his bed that has kind of an iPod Nano in a speaker system, and he stands up, and he can't reach any of this, it's pushed back enough to be out of his reach at the moment, and he just kind of stares at it, and then stares at me, stares at it, and then stares at me, and it suddenly dawns on me, he wants his going to bed music. And there's a really cool little album called Rockabye Baby, and it's kind of mainstream quality bands. Or band. I don't know, actually. I just know that there's songs like Smells Like Teen Spirit and Coldplay's Yellow, and they're done in the style of maybe a baby's music. Chimes and softness and a little bit melancholic, maybe, but just beautiful, relaxing tunes. And this is what he wanted. He just didn't feel right drinking without enjoying the music. So I reach over and I turn this on. And for a second, he's holding onto the edge of the table and he's dancing. And he's kind of just bouncing up and down on his legs and he's dancing. And he looks at me and this huge smile comes across his face. And I just totally overwhelmed. Not just because I'm kind of chuffed he has such an appreciation for music, but you know, nobody taught him to dance. And there he is dancing. And they're good tunes. I mean, come on. You can't knock Nirvana. Well, you can, but definitely pretty good in this baby style. So he then crawls back over. I pick him up and we carry on feeding, and he goes down to sleep with no problems at all. So I am being taught by my child the proper way to put him to bed. And he's only 9 months old.